I would like to first by saying that it's a welcome development. However, you need to realize that the government has exhausted its credibility limit to the people, the Nigerian people. And so believability by the people is very, very slim. So you find out that most of the case, the people are not, they do not trust the government. And once trust is misplaced or missing, you know, you cannot really achieve much. However, this is not to say that nothing good will come out of this judicial panel of inquiry. But however, we are urging on the people, you know, to use this medium in order to document rights abuses, you know, violations, and all the victims that have suffered in one way or the other during the ENTSA's protests in Lagos should visit the panel, you know, and properly, you know, document their complaints before the panel, and that we should give the panel the benefit of doubt to do the right thing.
So what do you think both the state government and the federal government can do that you think would help ease the tension and meet the demands of the protesters, including your group?
Yeah, very simple. You know, there are the five demands. You know, government can begin to show commitment by immediately implementing those demands so that this ban on NSAS, this ban on the Special Anti-Robbery Squad will not be another audio ban like what we have witnessed in the past. You know, so for us, we are of the view that the ban be properly done this time around, and that the new tactical unit that has been nicknamed SWAT, you know, be done in such a way, in a transparent manner, to show to the Nigerian people that government is sincere this time around. You know, so government must earn the trust of the people by doing what is right.
If you say by doing what is right, what specific measures are you talking about? Because the president has called for calm as state government tries to find ways to resolve the concerns or meet the demands of the protesters. So what more can be done?
A good start will be, you know, setting up a fund for victims of violations by the police and tell people to come forward. You know, we just saw a report that over 30,000 people have been killed in SARS detention facility. The report is out there on social media. So you can imagine the pain of those families.
Are you anticipating more protests despite the fact that state government and federal government are taking steps to address your concerns?
If demands and concerns are not met, of course, protests will most likely continue nationwide. Trust me.